Today we'll be discussing the halakhic shayla of teaching Torah to a student who is not worthy, who is acting inappropriately, and we'll discuss how that affects us nowadays and what's the parameters. Before we begin, as always, a rav should be consulted, and this is not meant for regular normative halacha. The Gemara in Chul and Daf Kof Megimel on Amud Aleph says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Hashayna l'talmid she'enei hage neifel b'gehenim. That if you teach Torah to a student who is not worthy, who is inappropriate, who is not good, then you'll go to Gehenna. The Gemara continues also, and it says, Amrav Zeir Amrav, Kol Hashayna L'Talmid She'enei Hage, Kizayrik Evin L'Markulis. That the Gemara says that if you teach Torah to a student who is, again, Eino Hagon, who is not worthy of being taught, then it's as if you added a rock to Markulis. Markulis was a certain type of Avodah Zarah, so it's saying it's as if you're adding to Avodah Zarah. So this is obviously a very, very harsh halacha. The Rambam, in his Perek Dalid of Hilchas Talmud Torah, also says, "Ein malamdim Torah el Talmud Hagoyin na'a b'maisav." We only teach Torah to a student who is beautiful in his actions, or to a simple person. However, if you have a wayward student who is not acting appropriately, then you should do kiruv, make him religious, make him observant, and teach him that his ways are not appropriate. And only then could you teach him Torah. Meaning, says the Rambam, if he's not acting appropriately, you can't just teach him Torah then. First, you got to make sure that he stops doing averus, then you could teach him Torah. Then he quotes this Gemara. In Kavod el Torah, shenema Kavod chachom yinchalo. The Mechaber also brings this down to Yerderes and Reshmam Vav Siv Zayin. So the Rambam is clearly telling us that if you have a student who's not acting appropriately, you're supposed to give him Musar and do Kirov, make sure that he's acting appropriately, and only then teach him Torah. But you're not allowed to teach Torah to a student who is not acting appropriately at the time. When the Rambam says, Latam, that you're allowed to teach a Tam, a simple person, the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah explain that what he means is, he says that you're allowed to teach a student, doesn't mean a simple person. What do you mean simple? He's ignorant. No, it means that you don't know what his religious status is right now. The Rambam is telling us that you can only teach a student who is acting appropriately. If a student is acting not religious, not observant, inappropriately, you're not allowed to teach him. Says the Rambam, but if you have a student that you don't know his situation, he just came to yeshiva, latam, a simple person, then you're allowed to teach him. And the Rambam got this from the famous Gemara in Brachis, that the Gemara says that when Rav Elazar ben Azariah took over as being the Nasi, as being the leader, he removed the guard and the doors of the Beis Medrash. That Rav Gamliel used to say, Rav Gamliel was very strict on who was allowed to enter Beis Medrash, and he would say, that if a student is not through and through, honest through and through, that he acts one way and thinks that same way, if he's not honest through and through, he's not allowed entrance to the Beis Medrash. And the day that Rav Gamliel was removed from leadership, Rav Elazar ben Azariah was allowed to, he opened up the doors to the Beis Medrash and allowed everyone in. So the understanding of the Rambam, according to the Lecha Mishnah, is that he didn't allow everyone in, because he's still not allowed to teach students who are acting Eino Hagon, but he allowed students that he didn't know the status. So according to the Rambam, you're only allowed to teach a student that's either acting appropriately or you don't know his status, he's new. But if you know that the student is Eino Hagon, you're not allowed to teach him. So the question is, how does this affect us nowadays? What's the definition of Eino Hagon? What does it mean that he's not acting appropriately? What's the definition? So the Meiri, on this Pirish on Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, writes the following. The Hamidah Tamidim Harbe, that it's important that a person has a lot of students. Kolomar Sheyarbu Bi Yeshiva Kidei Shehamidah Tamidim Harbe V'lo Teir Torah Mishtakechas. The purpose is that you should have a lot of students in order that Torah is not forgotten. V'lidatku Yosem Edai Shlola Hishapneim Elabali Treason. Says the Meiri, you shouldn't be too careful of who you teach. You should be able to teach a lot of people. You shouldn't be, you know, don't put guards up on you know, only selecting a certain few students. You should teach everyone that comes in front of you. Because a small match can make a tremendous big fire. So therefore, even the student seems small to you, but that can make a tremendous large fire of Torah. And when the Gemara says that you're not supposed to teach a student who is Eino Hagon, You're not supposed to teach a Talmud she'eino hagon, ela b'mi shemidosav megunos shebizavadai roi laharchik hachaki yisera. Says the Meiri, when the Gemara says that you're not supposed to teach a Talmud that's eino hagon, it doesn't mean that he's acting inappropriately in actions. It means that he has bad midos. A student who has bad midos, that's a student that's not worthy to be taught. However, if the student really has good midos, a lot of times you have this with people who aren't observant, but they don't know better. They're called the Tinnik Shenishba. We spoke about this at length in a different share. You can have someone who has good midos, but just practically, unfortunately, they don't know a lot. They don't keep Shabbos, let's say, because they don't know better. But they still have good midos. According to the Meiri, there's no problem of teaching them Torah. The only issue of teaching them Torah is only a student who has bad midos. A similar opinion can be found in the Tashbetz in his Pirush Magen Avos. Fine. That's the first understanding. Then there's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, pretty much, the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Vav, Sivkat and Chav Aleph, says that the only type of student that one should not teach is a student, what does it mean, Eino Hagon? His understanding of Eino Hagon is a student who is learning Torah for the wrong reasons. Not for the wrong reasons, meaning that he wants to get respect. That's Eino Lashma. His definition of for the wrong reasons, meaning that he's learning Torah in order to put down other people. It's called Lomid Amanas Lekanter, which means that sometimes you have people that they'll only learn Torah so that they could prove people wrong. They want to learn Torah so that they could disprove others. It's the worst reason to learn Torah. It's one thing to learn Torah for kavod, for honor's sake, that's one thing. But to learn Torah in order to use Torah just to put people down, it's obviously the lowest point. On that, the Gemara says it's better that a person will not be born than to learn Torah for that reason. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the type of student that the Gemara was against. And the Gemara says, Talmud Sheino Hagon, it means a student who's learning Torah in order to put down others. But if you have a student who's interested in learning Torah, but he's not Shomer Shabbos, or even if he has bad midos, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, potentially there wouldn't be an issue. So so far we have two explanations as what does it mean, Talmud Sheino Hagon. According to the Meiri, it means that a student who has bad midos, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it means a student who is interested in learning Torah for the wrong reasons in order to put people down. You know, back then, a lot of times they would learn Torah, in order to help the Christians. Rahman al-San, that's a very, very low level of learning Torah. So those type of learning Torah to put people down, that's obviously not the right type of student. But there's a third, I think, more encompassing heter, and that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya writes the following in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Zayin of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ein melamdin Torah l'talmud she'eino hagon. You're not supposed to teach Torah to a student who is not worthy. El machzir nos lamutav tchila. Rather, you're supposed to do tshuva. Make sure that he does tshuva. Machnisin osan l'beis ha-medrish u'melamdin oso. And then, only then do you teach Torah. That's what the Rambam taught. But says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, a tremendous line. V'miyav shel achzir lamutav. But if you can't make them better, meaning you can't get him to do tshuva, v'udochik likanes olamdo, and he wants to learn Torah, then, tehe smol dochav yamin mekareves, then you're supposed to push away with the left, but bring closer with the right. V'loka Yeshua ben Parachia, shedachal aploni b'shtei yadayim, and not like Yeshua ben Parachia, one of the Tanayim, who pushed away Yashka HaNaitzri, Yeshua HaNaitzri was famously pushed away, and obviously it led to bad things. So the Baal Tanya is telling us, that of course you're not supposed to teach Torah to a student that is inappropriate, but that's only if you can get him to learn Torah after tshuva. Meaning, if you can get a student who, hypothetically, you could find out that you can get him to do tshuva, to stop his bad ways, and only then teach him Torah, but he'll stick with it, he'll stay with the game plan, and he'll actually do tshuva, and you'll be able to teach him, then of course that's the best way. But if you have a student that if you push him away and say, I'm not teaching unless he's a tshuva, he's not going to learn. Practically, most people, if they come and ask you to learn a shir, and you say, I'm not going to teach you Torah until you become completely religious, they're not going to learn. They're just going to leave. So then says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then if it's Yevsha, then of course that's what you should do. You should teach them. And then Adarab, that teaching will actually help them become more religious. See, he's saying that pretty much the whole halacha is sort of like a lichachila. But b'di'evit, if you feel that you can't get this guy to learn Torah, he won't stick with the game plan, he won't wait to become religious and only then keep Torah, then of course you should bring him in. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So it seems that that's the heter that a lot of people are somechan. Again, just to summarize, according to the Meiri, the issue is teaching Torah to a student who has bad midos. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, the issue is teaching Torah to a student who wants to learn Torah for the wrong reasons in order to put people down. And according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the whole issue is only if you can get him to do tshuva and then teach him Torah, that's the proper approach. But if you can't get him to do tshuva, then of course you should teach him Torah, and other Avi, the Torah will actually help him become more religious. All questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.